when Tom was first killed back in 2003, there was still an issue that weapons of mass destruction existed, that the troops were reasonably adequately equipped. But when Tom's body came back from Iraq, and his colleagues were also returning, and they were beginning to tell us stories of how there was no equipment out there, no body armour out there. Some didn't even have desert boots. And gradually, slowly, as weapons inspectors were reporting back, it seemed very unlikely that Iraq did have weapons of mass destruction that were about to be unleashed upon us. So I started then become very angry about the circumstances surrounding Tom's death. Initially, at the time of his killing, I accepted this is what happens to soldiers. I've got to come to terms with this. But as I found out the truth, I thought, I'm not having this. This can't be right. Six men can't die like this. And all the others as well, the total 179. And then I became very active in trying to get to the bottom of it. And through constant pressure and pressure, we feel we brought around the Iraq inquiry. Sir John Chilcott invited us to London, myself and several other families, to put to him what we wanted from it. And he promised us a full, thorough, robust, incisive inquiry that would pull no punches, with a time frame of something like 2 to 3 years. So we were expecting 2011, 2012. So this long, drawn-out wait has been a nightmare because it's a constant black cloud of Iraq hanging over our heads. We've seen the meltdown of Iraq as we see today, and we're asking ourselves, is this what our loved ones died for? And hopefully Sir John will give us those answers.